Friendly Geordie's podcast, hello and welcome to yet another exciting week after there was 2 weeks. Well, there was just 1 week, but you guys cut it in half, and that's the extent of your editing knowledge, isn't it? You didn't know how to get it back together.
Correction, thirds.
Oh, so there's another exciting installment to the end of it.
It just got uploaded.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all up now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't need you at all, Jimmy.
What are you doing here? Go back to Canada.
All right. A lot of insults being hurled at me. Like, can I just address the first one? Miss Love, my name is not Jimmy.
Sure.
Now
sure,
to Canada.
That's what you think.
Sure. All right. Maybe then you don't want your exclusive Donald Trump T-shirt.
Oh, we love you again.
I was giving out gifts. Oh. Tim, take yours as well.
No.
We've got one for all the podcast team.
We love you again. We love you again.
Oh, what is that? Wait, what is...
That's nothing. Give me the heart back. I want that.
Wait, wait, hold on. A T-shirt for you.
That's a stress ball.
A T-shirt for
you. I need
you.
It dealing with a you. Nah, just kidding. I love you guys.
What's awesome. Going on? No, it's like, why are there so many of them?
Because I bought them.
Damn.
That's why there's so many of them. You exchange money for goods, pal.
Oh, guys, guys. We're...
Yes, as Tim just pointed out off microphone. God, I wish we had another one in here, but thank you so much, Move FM. You're so much better than FBI, but yes,
is
Ali
incredible.
Is supposed to know how the global economy works, but he doesn't know why I have 4 t-shirts in a bag. So, Miss Love is speechless for the first time since, I guess, his girlfriend rang him up on air and then he completely forgot he was on air. So, that was really, really professional of him. And he has selected the t-shirt that has Donald Trump's face on 50 Cent's body.
I am finally...
Say it into the microphone, for
I
God's
feel like,
sake.
I feel
this
like...
is why we've got Tim in here, to make the show more professional.
I feel
and,
like...
And we've got a long way to go, don't we?
I feel like... Oh man, I'm finally I'm really a country folk now. Like I'm a real country citizen. Like I was nearly there and now I'm fully there. Thanks, man.
That's awesome.
Miss Love has given me a high five. Thank you for that. Ali, what you got any kind words for me?
Yeah, didn't they have any Hillary shirts out there?
Yes, they did. And that's how you could tell. This is why Donald Trump won. There is all of the Hillary Clinton merchandise was so condescending. So self-righteous. Most of the no one's paying attention to me.
It's like Christmas all of a sudden. I'm like, we're too busy opening presents. There's more than one shirt.
It is. It is your aunt bringing back maple syrup. Yeah. And you're not listening at all to her story. Holy. Yeah, I'm vaguely aware they come out of trees,
oh,
Artie. And
I
could look that up.
Have that.
Can I please have this Trump Pence mug?
No,
I think Jordan wants it.
You will fight. I've already got one. So
now you deserve it.
I get his passport.
Go on.
God, that was a terrible trade. All right.
Oh man,
don't hold that, Miss Love.
Okay,
you are from a country where they
what
do
about?
Dole out a lot of imitation passports, and I don't trust you.
Is this a prize? Is this going to be a prize?
Yeah, we'll give that as a prize. So give it here, and whoever of you please me the most gets the Trump mug.
Oh my god!
Whoever does what
pleases me the most.
Well, that's fair. I mean, like much like Trump himself,
and this year winner, you're not going to get it. So I'm like really into. I'm going to try my. You're going down.
Yeah, I really
Ooh.
Want.
Ooh, tough
mug.
Words from Miss Love. The same words that I think were from said in from Fast and the Furious 1-4.
Only if it's Corona.
Oh, thanks a lot, Jordan.
Thanks
this
a lot,
is
man.
Great.
No worries.
This is awesome.
You know what else happened?
This is amazing.
Just as a quick by and by, you're going to listen to my auntie's story, damn it.
Okay, cool.
Stop looking at your shirt.
Sorry, I'm sorry. You shouldn't overstimulate us like this.
Yeah. you threw us off. Like, we were all ready for the pod,
yeah,
and then
you
were like, no,
yeah,
Trump
you
merchandise.
Really threw us off. And it's just... It's great. But no, we want to hear it.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Go on.
Well, what
Thank
happened
you.
Was when I was getting... You are most welcome, Miss Love. Now, shut up. Now, the thing was, when I was in the store, it was in LA Airport where I got these shirts.
Oh, really?
And they were advertising it at the front that there was a bunch of Donald Trump paraphernalia there. No one was in the store. Because you understand that it's LA. It's not
LA.
Cool to like Trump
Oh,
there.
Not at all. Democrat Central.
Yes. Well, you know, there's other places that are stronger, but Democrat... Yeah, look, I I don't know why I got sidetracked.
Goddamn politics. We try to keep it light. You can't do it.
So I was messaging a bunch of people going, oh, I've got to get this for the guys. Oh. Too scared to walk into the store.
Oh.
And then finally they said, you're never going to see these people again. To which I thought, yeah, actually, you're right. They are on the other side of the world.
Absolutely.
So I walked into the store, and as soon as I did, seven other tourists ran in, bought Donald Trump paraphernalia.
Oh,
that is how that store exists, from one lemming jumping off the cliff. And then everybody else going, oh, I've got to get one too.
You broke the seal.
Yeah.
You broke the seal of patriots.
And you know what the seal is, apparently? 40-year-old Chinese women. That's Trump's bag. They love him.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because they love freedom, man.
Is it because of the red hair? Is it because it's good luck?
No, I feel like they came from like places where like you're not allowed to, you know, buy your own pork rolls without getting in trouble. So like, because him being like, freedom, freedom, freedom. They're just like, yeah.
Freeze frame jump.
Okay, so are you trying to... Oh, freeze frame jump.
Yeah.
I thought you were flying to the moon as Superman. And was that working under the theory that Chinese women don't need oxygen?
That also fits the analogy. That's incredible, though. Yeah. That is a really cool story. I can't believe that. So they all just ran in and were just like, yeah, thank you. They probably thought you were Chinese. You squint, you could be Chinese. Same as me. We're both that Eastern European, you know.
Okay, we've got squinty eyes.
We have squinty eyes.
We don't have the skin. Our skin is nowhere near as smooth as theirs.
We have skin.
Yeah, we do. Okay, that's a low bar. You're saying we could pass off as mongoose then?
I feel like the fact that we have skin brings us closer to the fact of, you know what I mean? Like, we're more Chinese than not Chinese.
Yeah, you raise a very good point, because Ali doesn't have skin, does he? He's just a tanned leather couch in his eyes.
People that aren't Chinese don't have skin.
What I'm saying is we all have skin. Let's move on from skin.
Yeah, right. Let's just move on to travel tips so that you guys can talk about what you want to talk about.
Okay.
Because I've just got to warn everybody. And Tim has officially ticked off.
We have a producer now, people.
One of the segments, which is now rubbing out, which actually we should... that was my fault. We haven't done that segment.
If we feel...
Apparently that's the end of it.
That's the end of it.
So instead of hearing our thought out questions for today, you're just going to hear Miss Love and Ali going, yay, yay. Now, I got this from a special store. And you know what?
I think Tim realized it's going to be like 4 years of honing us down to the... So it's hard to teach old dogs new tricks, but we'll try our best.
We're doing a lot better. At this point, this would have been half the podcast.
So, yeah, we're already... There's small steps to improvement. So you're going to go move on.
I'll just ask you guys this hypothetical.
Yes.
Because it's jumped all my other friends in Sydney. If you had the choice out of these two scenarios, right? You've got a game of mousetrap in a room from sun up to sundown. You get a break in between with the celebrity chef of your choice that sits there going, you want some bagels? I'm going to bam it up a notch. Spicy bagels every day. There'll be other things on the menu apart from spicy bagels. But
this is
a hypothetical. Yeah. I haven't thought out all the details.
Okay.
So there's a game of mousetrap in a room, and you're allowed to sleep as long as you want. You have the same sleeping patterns, but as soon as you wake up, a group of 6-year-olds go, yeah! They come in and they go, how do we play? How do we play mousetrap? And you have to teach them mousetrap. That you play a game of mousetrap with them, and then they run out going, and then another group, as soon as they leave, of 6-year-olds runs in and goes, how do we play? It keeps doing that for 20 years. For 20 years nonstop, you're stuck in that room from sunup to sundown. All you see is that celebrity chef and the 6-year-olds. And you keep having to do mousetrap over and over again for 2 decades.
Okay.
So we're talking about, you would have just completely missed out on everything between
your life,
the wall going down on the Iron Curtain. And 9/11. Everything in between that'd be your life.
Well, I think that would be just as traumatic as 9/11, but yeah.
The event that shook the world. Miss Love having to talk to 6-year-olds.
Changed the course of history.
Mouse 11. So,
Mousetrap.
You're on a plane.
Interesting.
You're on a plane with a bunch of garden gnomes, and they're continuously molesting you. And it's.
I knew I hung out with this guy for a reason.
Yeah. And here's the thing. The plane has a 70% chance of crashing and everyone dies.
Damn.
Or it could land on that lost island and you're just stuck there for 20 years and they're continually molesting you. What do you choose?
Whoa!
Okay. Whoa.
I think I would choose the mousetrap.
Can I just ask? Can I just ask?
That was so certain.
Yeah, I am quite certain.
That's insane.
I don't want to admit it here. Yeah,
because
like if you're stuck in a mousetrap, a you're gonna hang out with kids, so you get to molest them.
Jesus.
Just as a reminder, the audience.
One way of looking at it.
Just as a reminder, if anyone needed to know who the Pakistani member of the pod was.
Oh, fuck off. It's a joke.
Just joking.
Yep, okay, so Ali is down because he's a kiddie fiddler. So what's the deal?
No, but like, come on, dude. Like, okay, so there's a 70% chance of you dying.
There's a few.
And even if you go onto an island, I just don't think that I am that guy who, like, I don't think I have a castaway story in me where I just be like, I discovered certain strengths in me that I never could. Oh my no, I Lord. Think I'll just be, I'll like, I'll die because I'll be like, I don't know where to get food from.
Okay. I have a few
coconuts,
pointers.
Dummy.
Dude, have you seen Lost? They have giant raptors and they all eat. How do the fat guy stay fat in Lost? Anyway, that's a very good question.
Anyways. And I think the answer would have been revealed in the seventh season. That would have been the cliffhanger.
Yeah, no,
have you
no
been fat all these
it.
Years? And you're like, all right, I don't know. They're Christian McDonald's. Should I keep them?
I think Seth Rogen sort of answered that question. Did you?
Oh, really?
No. In his movie, This Is the End, they were all stuck in this one house and one of their friends who was gaining weight while they were stuck in this end of the world epic thing. And that was one of the issues. Like, how the hell does this guy gain weight in this situation? He was just eating like Cheetos that he had snuck in.
The big questions.
All right. So I have a few questions I need to know. To what extent is the molestation of the gnomes?
Every hole you can imagine, but you know, the tiny little fingers, okay. Tiny little body parts. So it's not really deep in.
It wouldn't be great.
But there's heaps of them. So it's like Gulliver's Travels, except for instead of putting you on trial, they've already accused you of being guilty of gorgeous.
Okay. Okay, the celebrity chef is it my choice?
Your choice. And I know who you'll get. You'll get that fat Guido that goes around going, oh
Guy
my
Fieri.
God, these are the best ribs I've
Guy
ever
Fieri.
Had.
Guy Fieri.
Oh, week. Guy Fieri. He would be much better than someone like Gordon Ramsay. He'll just be really annoyed.
I have to say,
he'd say everything you don't want to say to the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to say, even with the sweet, sweet deal of Guy Fieri, you know, hanging with him, I think Ali's overlooking, I should say, the time frame here. 20 years.
Yeah, but you're
it's
stuck.
A long
in,
slog.
But you're stuck at the in the desert for 20 years as well, right?
Yeah, but
there's a high chance that you could end it all.
Plus,
how
the plane could crash. There's a 70% chance you're
die.
Gonna die.
Oh, there's a 70% chance you're gonna die.
Yeah.
No, oh, well, that changes everything again.
Well, so you're going with the 6-year-olds as well.
Well, I was gonna do the gnomes because I'm like, you know, come on, get a couple of bottles of like airline whiskey and you won't even notice them, so that's fine. the island's intriguing because I never finished Lost, so I'd like to see what the hell happened. But 70% dying, I don't know about
this. There's easier ways to do it.
But yeah, 70% dying, those chances are too high. Those chances are too high. So yeah, I'm going to go with the mousetrap.
All right. Okay, all Tim, right. Please don't continue the group.
All right. Do you get the chef on the island?
There's a chef?
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Sorry again.
Too many guys.
Yeah. You get the chef. You don't get the chef on the island.
You don't get the chef on the island.
Tell him he's dreaming. You can't just mix and match the worlds, Tim.
That's like going on a vacation.
You can't choose the molestation from here and the hot pizza pie from there.
You get annoyed by kids, but you get a chef. Mm-hmm. Or you get raped by dwarfs.
Yeah.
Garden gnomes.
Sorry, garden gnomes.
Pay attention, Tim.
Sorry.
Is there a difference?
But you don't get... Who cooks for you whilst no, you're full?
Nobody cooks, man. You figure it out yourself.
All your orifices are full.
Oh. Yeah, I suppose that's it. Maybe. You just have to resort to a mythical version of cannibalism.
Come
just
on, guys. It all really comes down to 7% dying. Who wants to die?
How hot are these gnomes?
He's not worried about the dying?
Are you kidding me?
He's not worrying about the dying? Who is this guy? This is what happens.
The worst question.
Only someone from Perth would ask that. How hard are the gnomes, bro? Are they putting out?
Too many mines in Western Australia. All right, so what are you going with?
Fuck you guys. I'm going to gnomes.
He's going to gnomes. God. More man than I.
Made the right choice.
More man than I.
I guess what we've learned here today is you can very quickly decide from that hypothetical who is and who isn't a potential sex offender. We've all learned something about Ali today.
Oh. Yes.
Get him on your watch list.
Yeah. Yeah, let's move on to your WA analysis, Ali. You sick man. Yeah, but we've had too many fun ones. Let's get into the meat of it.
Is this the politics? Ticks, ticks, ticks.
This is the politics. So,
ethics. Okay.
I don't know. The first thing.
Go Trump.
Because we were go Trump. Yeah. We were talking about WA during the election quite a bit, and then right after that, we've just forgotten about, like, nobody like gives a shit about it anymore. But I feel like now is the time when you actually see what's going on.
Just to highlight the fact that nobody gives a shit about it anymore. As soon as you said the word WA, Miss Love took out his phone and started.
Yeah, I do. I bet he wanted to Saudi Arabia.
I wasn't.
How offended are you by that, Tim?
I'm speechless.
What could you possibly tell me? I'm so curious now. Go. They have mines.
No, okay.
And Frio is pretty sick to drink at.
No, like it's about politics. It's all not right. Like a cultural thing.
Oh, okay,
thing.
Go on.
So just before the elections, what we were talking about on the pod was, and you were there, Miss Love, that their economy is doing shit, and as a result, they may elect Pauline Hanson, but they didn't elect Pauline Hanson. They elected the Labour government, but their economy is still shit. And I wanted to, like, because I was reading up on it, right?
Ali, can you give them more than 2 months? That might be a story to fix, like,
no,
15
no, no, no.
years of economic neglect.
Two months
is all Labour should get. And if you can't fix the problem, Jordan, frankly, they shouldn't be.
Sabotaging.
It's not their fault. Okay, so the story starts when...
You're not my comrade.
So... Basically, what's happening is, so recently, South Australia has decided to put a bank levy, which is an unprecedented thing. It might sound like a small thing, but it's big because this is the first time after a very, very long period that state governments are taking over certain economic issues that was decided by the federal government. And that's
stepping on the little guy.
Yeah, always
banks.
Stepping. Yeah, WA is in a similar situation where Malcolm Turnbull has just said that you could introduce a state income tax. This is a pretty big deal. But the reason why this is happening is because of horrible economic management by the Liberals.
Okay.
Just before this. So the way every state...
I'm sorry, can I cut you guys off?
Yeah, go on.
There is no way I can take you seriously with that shirt on.
It's so good. Yes. Okay, we all forgot about the fact while talking about
he's wearing
serious governance.
He's wearing Trump, make America. It made me.
Don't you think, like, for a Pakistani guy to wear a Trump shirt? He's 100% serious about it, right? He really believes in Trump.
Is it weird I took him more seriously? Yeah. I was like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This guy knows what he's talking about. But yeah, anyway, so like, to cut the story short. So Western Australia went through one of the biggest booms because of the mining tax. So iron ore prices went from like $32 to like $132, which means that they eventually, during that period, they became the richest state. Now, the problem is the mining boom is over and now they're poor again. But one of the things that Australia does is to even out all of the states in terms of standard of living. There's a concept like where whatever part of Australia you live in, you can't be worse off than any other person, even if they were living in Sydney or Melbourne, like wherever you are. So WA can't be extremely poor, like can't have an extremely poor standard of living compared to Sydney, right? So it needs to be a level playing field.
It's not Broken Hill.
Yeah, so the GST is divided in that way. So every state gets the amount of money that they need, and that depends on the amount of money that they made before. So if someone's making a lot of money, they'll get less reimbursement of GST. If someone was making less money, they'll get more, right? So Western Australia was going through this immense boom because of mining, and the Gillard government decided to put on a carbon tax. But what they did was they found a loophole, because the Liberal government did not like that at all. Jordan would probably know about this. So they found a loophole where the government of WA can charge mining companies royalties that need to be refunded by the federal government. So essentially, what they did was to make sure that the mining companies don't have to pay carbon tax. They charge them a lot of royalties so that they can reimburse that from the federal government. So it just evens out, right? And so this is something that they were doing, which means that the government couldn't get in any cash from the tax of mining. So they weren't making any money off of that, except for people like Gina Reinhardt being satisfied with the government. And then the other thing was that because they were making a lot of money during that period,
yep.
Their GST rebate is a lot less now. Because, righto. Yeah, so because they made a lot of money during that period. So they're getting 30 cents on a dollar, which is horrible for them because now the mining boom's over.
So it actually is Colin Barnett's fault. And every time he was going to the Premier's meeting and going, why are we paying, give you guys more GST in return?
Yeah.
So he gave them less GST and then complained about it.
Exactly.
And then said, fix my problem.
And they said, fix my, and now because they didn't have any carbon tax money to collect from, and also they paid out all that money through royalties, something that Colin Barnett, I think he came up with that idea. So now they're in a situation.
Such yellow teeth.
Yes.
Of course he did. Rat.
So now they're in a shit situation. They're in a horrible situation where they're not going to get any money because the 3 years they had made a lot of money,
right.
And they don't know what to do. So now what they can do is say, hey, can we fix this? Like, we screwed up, but can we please get more money from GST? But the problem is, if they do that now, then that means after 3 years, they're going to get even less money because they're not making a lot of money now. So after 3 years, when they get the GST rebate, they're going to get more money because of this period. Does that make sense?
Yes. All right, if you were Premier, what would you do
situation? Well,
I know what I'd do.
What I'd do is
I'd send Tim in there and just to punch anyone that looks slightly annoying or dodgy. Punch him in the head. Just get a good vibe going. Get the message out there.
Yeah, they'll bring an investment.
Tim doesn't look like the best boxer. Why would you choose him? Why wouldn't you choose Anthony
for that
Mundine?
Reason.
He's a solid boy. Anthony Mundine is not from bloody Perth, Jordan.
Okay.
I want a national hero walking around, but I mean, Tim, just punching people of suspect.
Okay, so just a really lame version of From Russia with Love, just called From Perth with Love.
Rio with Love. What would you do, though?
No, I mean, I'd do the same, but I'd send you instead.
You'd send me?
So insulted.
Yeah, because then
you don't want to send me. I'd get the second guy. They'd be like, "What? Piss off!" and just throw me off.
Yeah, but
wharf.
That's why I want to send you because okay. I want to see that happen.
That's true.
Well, frankly, that's not going to help the economy.
Troy Buswell in their state parliament.
Nah.
Who's that?
He's a guy that just laid punches on people in parliament. Sniff chairs.
Yeah, the chair sniffer,
oh my
that guy.
God.
Some woman was sitting down having a meeting with him, and then he
no.
goes,
"Oh,
yeah."
Oh,
and that was the treasurer.
Make him president. Wait, prime minister.
How did
sorry.
They get this title of best economic managers?
I don't know. This is
when
like...
he was spending his time doing that. Surely a nerd isn't sniffing chicks' chairs.
He's sniffing his own underpants and he doesn't know why.
Is there any chance or no? For retribution.
Yeah, eventually. But like that sort of tells you, you know, so I just wanted to like reiterate this story to tell you that liberals are fucking horrible economic managers. That was the point. Because there's this idea that everyone just...
Donald Trump, on the other hand.
Yeah,
okay. Tim's just rolled us along. He's like, all right, awesome. He's got the magic words. Let's just move on.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good. Okay, fair enough. We know.
I heard point of story.
Online. This is basically a radio tape course live.
Live, yeah. If there's anyone in WA, please don't vote for Liberals again on the pretense that they're good economic managers.
Yeah, well,
that's
go.
The basic point of this story.
You convinced me.
Very good message to send, I think, 3.5 years out from the next election. let's just hope they remember.
Yeah. What about your local council elections? Those are the ones that matter.
Yeah, like, just as a quick side note of that, the mayor of Perth, who was a Liberal MP, rang up while the opposition leader was being interviewed by the ABC and then just asked him a question going, and he said this, "I'm just an ordinary guy, but I looked through the budgetary figures of WA and I don't think that your spending plan can add up." No ordinary guy is looking through the budgetary figures of the state to begin with. And then the opposition leader halfway through the question went, "Hang on a second, I know that voice."
Oh.
This is the mayor.
Shit. The same thing happened with Jeremy Corbyn and Theresa May. Did you see that? She was on BBC or something, and Jeremy Corbyn calls and he's like, I want to know why the Prime Minister is not agreeing on to come on a debate with the opposition leader. What's your name? Jeremy Corbyn. Wait, are you the opposition leader? Yes, I am.
Something so fucking, there's something so pathetic about that. So pathetic.
Yeah, couldn't get their secretary or anyone. Not enough money for that.
Where is he from? Islington. Who is this? Jeremy Corbyn from Islington.
He didn't even use a fake name.
Jeremy
Corbyn. He's not dodgy like Trump.
All right, so let's move on to... Well, I'll just quickly tell you my travel tips about Canada. Everybody who's listening, you're thinking about going there? You could do worse. All right, let's move on to the next segment. but pretty much, that is Canada in a nutshell. Terrence and Philip from South Park is a really good depiction of the soul of Canadians.
Yeah.
They are poorly animated.
Stereotypes work in this instance.
Out of 10?
5. A solid 5.
Yeah, he gives a 5 to Canada.
I love it.
It truly is. It's the cool runnings of countries.
Oh,
it's,
that's
it's
so good.
It's exactly like, you're not going to be sad that you wasted your time going there. But yeah, I think Margaret and David would just be like, no controversy. Let's move on.
That is gold.
So it's bland. It's like there's nothing exciting about it.
It's just Christmas trees, snow-capped mountains, and pristine blue lakes. And if you're into extreme beauty, yeah, sure.
Is there such thing as, is there such thing as criminals?
In Canada?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you, Miss Love. While I was there, I was basically just like at breakfast buffets and things. So I don't really know. But yeah, I think I had more than my share there. So technically.
Okay. Yeah, well, of course there are criminals in Canada. What do you think Canada is?
Well, I imagine if someone was holding up a store, a Canadian, they'd just be like, could you please put the money in the bag? And then they're like, thank you very much. Here's my... I'll leave a bit for you that, you know, I didn't want to cause a disturbance. Here's a bit of a tip for you. And
no,
I
really hope... cop comes in and says, seems to be a problem. No. It was charity. He needed it.
I just can't imagine.
This is how we do it here. It's a welfare system.
Any gripes?
Canada's as shit as any other country. Like, okay. They've got all of the bullshit going.
No, come on. I'd much rather live there than Trinidad.
Yes. Okay, well, what I meant like any other country, I meant like any other Western
real
country.
Real country. Proper country.
A civilized country.
hey, the Ivory Coast, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got a fuckload of ivory.
Probably.
I wish we had
No one's looked into that.
If we made a referendum and had a vote on it, do you think Australians would vote for an AK on our flag? I think so.
Oh, you don't want to try that because it might
I would be so keen.
An AK.
Yes.
An AK-47 or something.
At the moment, it's only the Ivory Coast that has an assault rifle on their national flag, and it's not fair.
He's right.
Yeah.
I'm with Miss Love. There's a lot of space on our flag as well.
So much
just
space.
Just do what Asians do when they get those photos in a photo booth and just cram it with gold stars and pictures of
hash browns. Or like Big Kev going like that.
But like why AK-47? True. Maybe like a double barrel hunting gun. That's
more
Aussie.
Something more Ned Kelly-ish.
Yeah,
the old Ned Kelly's gun.
Or a hash brown.
No, let's just appropriate history and give Ned Kelly a machine gun.
Let's make it happen, people. All of you. We're not going to do anything, but everyone who's listening, spend like 50% of your week making that happen.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's our review of Canada.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the rub of it. Honestly,
it's an average place.
That's so
if you
funny.
Had the choice of going to Canada or Lithgow is better than that entire land mass that's the size of Australia.
What a call.
I didn't see a single Target in Canada.
Such a big call.
Because they've got Walmart, right? Isn't that the same thing?
Did you go
No, it's way bigger and so much more terrifying.
Did you go to Alberta?
Yeah.
Was it nice?
Pretty much because I was going, oh yeah, I remember this from Risk, but it looks exactly the same as British Columbia. That's what I'm saying. The whole country is just an animated Disney fairy tale.
I have heard this before, and I have heard that British Columbia is particularly weird. The East Coast is like weird vibes and very Canadian.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Let's go. I want to go on a holiday. Let's go, Ollie.
Yeah, and they've apparently had strongest weed in the world.
Maybe that's why they're so placid.
Nah, yeah, that would explain a lot.
Yeah.
And their weed shops were kind of like tobacconists, I guess. So there's that.
What's with
But
it's illegal there, right? Well, illegal of sorts.
No,
but
it's pretty much legal. It's pretty much
in
legal.
Canada.
Yeah, yeah, it is. You can just smoke up pretty much whenever. Yeah, medicinal.
Anyway, whatever.
Well, I want to get around there, and I'm very disappointed.
So I've just got to cancel my tickets now.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon...
well, you spend most of your time at, like, breakfast places.
Only
so
Jordan
did you really see Canada?
Only Jordan could be unimpressed by, like, vast, sweeping plains and snow-capped mountains and clear blue lakes and, like, love Beijing. What the hell is wrong? Love China?
No, he doesn't love China. He loves Korea.
I am impressed is just how cheap cigarettes are. despite not smoking them, just nice.
No, but you
it's
don't have to.
Not that
expensive
everyone, a habit here.
Everyone around you is smoking over there, so you, by default, everyone's a smoker in China. There's just way too much smoke. You think all of that is pollution? It's actually just people smoking.
True, and on top of that, you know that like if you're just breathing the air there is the equivalent of 60 cigarettes a day? So the girl that owns the tobacconist here in Lithgow, where she's just like, hold on a second, with the thing in her throat. Everyone gets that in China.
Paradise.
That's just being off there.
Paradise.
Yeah, I reckon so too.
Jesus
Christ. So, like, if you live in China, your health is like the Marlboro Man.
Oh, I'm glad, like I'm glad they got a bad deal.
A bad deal. They didn't have
Trump kissing Trump's head.
Yeah.
What a weird combination. A man who really likes the Christian culture, extremely Christian culture of the South, but is doing a very Hindu practice of kissing his God. Yeah. But anyway, let's just quickly, because like when I was there and moving around in Lithgow showing other people here, I just went past three cars in a row that were upside down and burnt to a crisp.
I saw
that.
You
gotta love this place. You don't see that at Lithgow. That's what I'm talking about. Variations in your environment.
I agree. You know what? I agree with that. I do love the Aussiness of this. Just, piece off.
Yeah.
There is this headstrong kind of... It's the perfect mix of... It's like taking English people, but watering them down from the weirdness and the creepiness and saying stuff like baps. Ugh, what the hell? And just being... way better. It's like picking the good things out of Americans and the good things out of Canadians and the good things out of English and then making them Aussie. There is this good... So it's kind of like English, but less, you know...
Shine your shoes, governor.
Yeah. So we've still got that visceral, like, F off. But,
just caring less.
It's like we're British, but we like to brush our teeth.
Yeah, and that's always welcome.
It's always welcome.
It's great.
So I think I agree with you. Every time... You know, I always pay out Australia, but then whenever I come back from overseas, I'm just like... Not too shabby. You know?
Don't tell anyone, but I kind of like you.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So I do feel you. Like, when you're in Canada, I bet you felt like the need to just push over one elderly person. Just to stir up the pot a bit.
No, it was actually men my age.
You just wanted to push them. You
just had
the
same idea that you know a meth head has when they're walking past him of, oh, I could take him. That feeling. And so it increases your chance of wanting to hit them. That was it. Everybody in Canada was a beta male. There was no such thing as an alpha there.
Oh.
Yeah, there's only one, Gavin, who's now in America.
All of them moved to America.
They all move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's left who's left over. You're just really surprised that they can breed.
Even Mac DeMarco moved, and he's like, you know, his whole vibe is essentially like smoke weed and chill and party really hard. And like that was too much for them. He essentially was ostracized. He was essentially ostracized because they were like, we like partying, but you party a little bit too much.
Yeah.
This
please segment,
move to New York.
This
and
segment,
he did.
Okay, so the second rub of it was, though, when you're walking past the rusty cars, just realized this is Mad Max. Lithgow is Mad Max with cops. So it's Mad Max 1. That's this place.
Dude, did you see the car accident outside? It was like, there was sand people in fucking, like, in, like, big, like...
Yes,
roads,
waiting for the Jawas to come
around
to take the wheels
and
then kill the Jawas and then take the wheels.
Seriously.
Very unnecessary step.
There was a congregation. There was a congregation and the police were not in charge, believe me.
I agree.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, people have to just sort out their own problems, which leads me to this question. If this was Mad Max, because we were walking around and we thought there was just one car really beat up and shitty that drove past us while we had a flat tire, by the way, and they just slowed down and go, "You boys, right?" And then we go, "Help," because we're from the city. Go, "Yes, we've got a flat tire. Am I thankful to see you?" They're like, "Right out." They just drove off, assuming that we knew how to fix a tire.
As they should have, because we are children, like, yeah, not men.
This is savagery. Yeah, that was...
What do we do?
So what were you expecting? Them, like, they're going to pull over and, like, "Let me fix this for you." Yeah. You're kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I accepted that anyone with a slightly Aussie accent works for the NRMA. That was my impression.
And your solution was to go buy some Maltesers from 7-Eleven and wait more.
Hey, it's not going to...
Yeah, that's what we did. Walked into town, which was 30 kilometres away, and ate Maltesers, and hoped that the situation fixed itself.
Wait, so you walked...
They are Malty. Malty is chocolate around.
So I'm just wondering, guys, what would you be in the Mad Max scenario? Keeping it by 99% of the people there would be dead. And look at the guys right now in front of me that have kind of got Trump shirts on, but also looking like 30% scared. It's too much scared. Your head would be cracked open.
I know what Miss Love needs to be. What? Miss Love needs to be that character from the latest Mad Max who's like in front of a truck just playing the guitar the whole time.
Oh,
it needs to be that. Dude, that guy's the coolest guy
in
the world.
Isn't that guy like a mutant prisoner though?
Yes, but like you could be that.
Essentially,
what's wrong with a mutant prisoner?
Even if I was imprisoned and someone's like, "Here, you're going to play guitar until your fingers bleed," I'll be like, "Sweet."
Yeah, because and he's having a lot
kind
of fun.
Kind of all I want to do in life.
Yeah, you are Pauline Hanson's vision of what a prisoner is. Just having a great time. They've got an arts and crafts center, some PlayStations there. You being tied up to a truck. And your eyes purposefully blinded, so you don't know how fast you're going or if you're going off a cliff.
As long as they fed me like sashimi once a month, I'd be happy.
This is the Mad Max scenario.
Yeah, so you probably want water.
Maybe
once
vine,
a month.
That might be. Start with that.
I don't know. I would assign myself, probably something more like the creepy, "Get out of my swamp" guy who lives in like a bomb shelter that for some reason was just extremely lucky to be in a bomb shelter.
Right. Has and Parkinson's like, and a sniper.
And a sniper and like just want to kill, you know. I feel like that's the vibe.
Is there like
I don't
a...
know what I'll... But, you know, I'm not sure. It's a tough one.
No,
I
you know what
live.
I would want? Is there
Ali
like a Mad Max version of that Game of Thrones character? That's kind of, you know, he's like the advisor to the king.
That's
and
exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. The guy that says,
"Yeah,
we're down to 1,000 rounds of bullets.
Yeah, yeah, that's the
3,000 liters of crude oil."
I reckon Ali could be.
I'd want to be that guy, and I like because it's already like a post-apocalyptic world. So I'm like, I would have given up my morals. So I'll just be like the king's man, and just be like, "You need to kill at least 5,000 people within the next 24 hours, or we won't have enough water to survive."
I reckon Ali could be like the leader. I reckon Ali could be the one done up in like a fucking giant Stalin-esque jacket, and be like, "My friends."
Yeah, the guy who just releases water.
Just say it to the microphone.
"Once again, my war boys will ride out to Bullet Town."
Say it. Say it.
"Once again, my boys will ride out to the Bullet Town."
I'm scared. That's pretty perfect, apart from the fact that he doesn't know that he's what his own army is called. But very believable.
I'm scared. Give me the sniper. But that was very... I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Can you see this for me, guys? One of the mums that's a surrogate mother there that's force-fed all day. So, and much like a cow, is just bred to overproduce. I'm just fat, bald. I'm assuming I've got cancer. I'm just sitting there feeding mutant babies.
Oh no, God. Dude, you have to be the entertainer. The guy who's like... screwed up and shows up to like satisfy the king once every 2 weeks.
Whenever the joke isn't that good, he gets whipped.
Yeah, yes. He gets whipped. And, like, and his reward
is
the
tiny
joke.
Heads and one that always, every time I get whipped, goes, "Oh."
You're
like
a freak. You've
recall,
got three heads.
Like in Total Recall, he just lifts up his stomach. He's just like, it's just like, "Thank you for being here. It's been a great show, Dwayne."
Oh my God. Yes. The faces. Tell me when I'm losing the crowd. That's why I feed them.
They internally pinch your kidneys. You go, "Ah! Okay! Okay!" Yeah. I think that's accurate.
And every time the king is satisfied, he gets one glass of water. That's, and he's like, thank you, my lord.
I think it would all be a romp, whichever way you look at it.
Always making this sound as well. Like, I always have the first gulp, and then the one, the smallest head is always going,
what about me? you got yours yesterday.
Yeah. No, I go to one of those teat women and that little tiny head suckles on one of the teats.
Oh,
oh my God.
Damn. While the other one sits there going, I want to play golf and cries.
There's no golf course.
I'd get off
here.
To that if there was nothing available. Imagine a world where that's the closest thing to porn.
Oh,
that's God. The hottest human being that exists. Someone with two talking tumors.
Oh, yeah. So good. So
good exercise. Good exercise.
I liked it.
We can wish.
All right, let's move on to I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
God, I hate Justin.
So introduce this segment.
So this is about my friend who now lives overseas. One of the segments we're going to talk about were much like, you know, what Moira on when Bert used to be on Today or whatever the rubbish show was on.
Good Morning Australia.
That one, Good Morning Australia. Much like one of his or Moira's segments, one of ours revolves around life with music in the background. I presume it goes.
Are you saying that this segment is our infomercial?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the magic bullet section of the pod, and this is your part that you came
no,
up with.
No,
as
no,
well,
it's
and
you're not
actively telling people to skip it.
It's not the infomercial part. It's the like really vaguely Christian / self improvement life coach self help part.
Except for all it is stories about this friend of yours that
got maggot. Who got maggot. So essentially this guy, you know, when I thought of life, the only thing that came to mind was like, what rich tapestries of the varied, vast variety of the pond that is life have?
So your brain is Merlin from the Middle Ages.
And
just
the result
staring out of the tower of your eyeballs.
Yes. And the result that I came up with, the only result I came up with was caps. So essentially, I want to evoke an image because the story itself. No, actually, I'll tell the story. Screw it. We were partying down. And at this point, we were all quite deep in the world that is caps. Living in Brighton, partying down, and one of my friends, whose name's Sax, particularly partied down a little bit more than the others.
Oh. So it's essentially the life that the Who led, except for none of you had the drive or the musical talent, apart from you, maybe.
Dude, that is the most offensive thing you could ever say to a muso.
No, they were great.
The rest of them.
It's true.
The rest of them, right? True. So it was just a one-man band. It would be better for you to just go out on the streets with a big drum on your back and a little monkey on my cymbals.
Well, this guy...
How good would that be if that was the Who?
Well, to give you,
hey, that was not the Who. I thought that was it.
Well, to give you like a slight backcord.
Yeah, it's just Who, as in like how monkeys go. That's why they're called that.
To give you a slight back catalogue on them, this guy once was going back to Sydney, so he was like, oh, I need a nice shirt. Even though he was not struggling that hard, was walking on the boardwalk and just stole a like cowboy shirt. He didn't tell me he was going to do it. We were talking about like where we should go for lunch. He's like, oh, excuse me for a second. Walked up to this fucking place. I hear this, wee, 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 wee. And then he's just got this shirt.
He's making it.
Ran past me. Didn't look at me. Just... legging it, and then security run past him. I was just like, turned to looking at him and go, what? And he just ran. What I can only presume would be all the way home. And I saw him a few hours later, and I was like, sorry, man, I needed a new shirt for home. And then what he ended up doing
was... What's the difference between him and a chav?
Well,
he's just a British lad, right?
No, he's not laddie. He's Aussie. He's really nice. He's musical. He's actually like not laddie at all. He's a bit effeminate, if anything. It's not laddie.
Well, lads are kind of cowards, aren't they?
He's not a coward.
Well, stealing and then running away. Why didn't he fight his way out?
Who are you, Mike Pence? Come on. He didn't want to get caught. He didn't want to get caught.
I do have his mug.
So, essentially...
And who else would have a Pence mug?
And the funniest thing is, you know those little tabs that you can't smash because there's ink in them and you have to get them, like, clawed off? He just cut around them. So, he had, like, a 50-pound shirt with a hole that was clearly just cut around at the back.
another one, this is
the life improvement segment. So you're teaching people how to steal in like the most base.
Yes.
Sort of just like crashing your car in the front of a window and then taking the stereo out.
No, I'm just painting a picture. I'm just painting a picture of my good friend who, to get to the story, but another one would be, another time we had was, we were partying, we went up these two, like, English or, German girls' houses or something.
Were they the German equivalent of mingers?
Pretty much, but we did this thing where, like, two-part, where we went to these chicks' houses and kicked in holes in their roofs, and then somehow our shoes wound up in the holes, so, like, we forgot and left our shoes there, and then we went to a bottle shop, and we were like, we need booze, and he again didn't tell me that he was going to steal booze, and I was just looking around, and it was some Indian dude, and he just stole some wine and piss bottle. He's like, hey, and I was just there like, what the fuck, and then just kind of followed
him.
So
he's just a kleptomaniac.
And then his shoes just would have flown off his feet. Anyway, he was a funny guy, but the story I'm getting to is, once he was dressed in tights,
A reasonable
like button-up shirt, a cowboy hat. But yes, this is what happens when you overindulge in MDMA. And me and this guy did that for a few of us, like in this time in Brighton when I lived there. And
it just sets you back 200 years.
Well, we went deep down the rabbit hole. We tried K as well, which is pretty bad. I hope no one of my future employees listen to this. Anyway, and then
Tim's in the studio.
Whatever. Tim's cool. He's from Frio. He did it every weekend. Anyway, so we got pretty deep down the rabbit hole, and you just had to, like, any sort of... He had to leave Brighton because he basically got so fucked on it that he asked a girl that came to visit from Sydney that he was friends with to marry him, like, in the week that she was there. He was, like, pretty... And, dude, he was, like, deep down the trench wearing a cowboy hat, and he got kicked. He got asked to leave the club because he was pissing on the dance floor. He was peeing on the dance floor, and then
this story does qualify as life.
Dancing golden shower
is part of it.
And then he was proceeded to stand outside in like minus 10 degrees, looking like this.
Because he was dressed for the Wild West.
Like in tights and no shoes. Very confused, very sad. And all the whole time, me and my friends would go out for a cigarette and see him, like, whoa. And he'd be like, and he wouldn't even have to say, can we please go home? He'd just be like, come on, guys. And then we'd just be like, one more second. And then we'd just go inside and continue to hit on girls. Ladies and gentlemen, Life with Moira.
All right.
What a segment.
Thank you so much for your contribution, Miss Love, which is essentially living a really bum life. And that's the self-improvement. Don't go that low.
That's all I got on life, man.
Why was he pissing, though? Just because he was like...
He was so out of it. He was semi couldn't be bothered to go to the bathroom and semi trolling everyone because he was so high. So he couldn't be bothered. And he was also like, I can get away with this. And also, it's funny. And then the chicks were just like, what are you doing? Just like... It's kind of just like looking at them, just...
Is that like a king amongst men? It's a very ape-like way to impress someone.
Such a king.
Marking his territory.
He's a king. You can't tell me he's not a king amongst men.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
He stole...
No, everyone's on board with that.
He kicked in like...
If anybody doesn't think he's a king, put up a picture of... The person who you think does the voiceover of Medieval Total War, he goes, Medieval Total War.
Because that's the only
that
man.
Guy's definitely not a king.
No, that's the only man that could beat Sax, I think.
The guy that says that.
Yeah, definitely.
So you think a medieval peasant is more of a king than Sax.
Another time.
Kind of makes sense, actually. The competition is between that and a guy that pisses on the dance floor.
Another, just one more little not a, like a little nugget to tell you just before we go to the next segment. We both cycled. This will have to be next week. I think I'll continue. But me and him did a cycle adventure around Portugal and Spain, and it was like a 3-month adventure. And how good is this as an image? We were riding around the annals of Spain, beautiful cobblestone roads, beautiful like rolling hills, and we were riding around in like dressed like homeless people, like camo jackets, crappy shoes that we hadn't even prepared for the trip at all. We were just riding what We were wearing what we had in our party. Was that a dress? Not a dress. In our
like in hobo our, knapsack.
Yeah, in our like partying stage. Anyway, how good is this an image? He's riding around. We were both high on hashish, which we partaked in that at that point. And then we're riding around. These guys were selling strawberries on the side of the road, and he was just like, and he just like while riding rode past him, just went doof and plucked one from the like thing of strawberries punch. And this guy just goes, "Hey, hey!" And we were like, eh. "He's like, hey." And we went up to him. He's just like, oh. And he's like, "No, no. If you want, you ask." And then he was just like, "I'm sorry, man. I thought it'd be funny." He was just like, "No." And he just rode away.
Oh, did he got to keep the strawberry, right?
Nah, he had to give it back.
Oh, well, he's not a king then.
Damn, that was... I actually laughed at him for like 3 days. Like, he just got told off by an angry fruit salesman.
Yeah, but that's a very common thing. You always get told off by angry fruit salesmen.
Oh, it was so funny.
They're yeah. fruit salesmen. Yeah. They're already angry.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't that funny. You had to be there.
No. Yeah, I'm on board with Ali now. I don't think he's a king. I think he's a thief.
Yeah, there's
Boo.
A difference between the two.
All right, so let's move on to the final segment, which is... my God. Okay. While we were talking about this podcast last week, 4 days ago, pretty much we were just Tim said that he liked the song DMX. And we all like the song DMX.
Who doesn't?
No, that's not where it came from.
Okay, you explain it then, Tim. You tell us.
Well, now I have to remember the actual story. we...
Jesus Christ.
We're talking about rappers and how they would vote in the election.
Yeah, that's
a good topic.
Yeah, conservative versus non-rappers.
And you were like, DMX would vote liberal. And then we talked about Tim Allen for some reason.
This is how we spitball people.
Tim the Toolshed Man, for everyone who doesn't know.
Yep.
Tim Allen.
Oh, that is a creep.
Yeah.
Talk about cocaine,
and
baby.
So somehow it blended into one topic, and now we've got DMX going to give it to you.
Yeah, so this is it. It's essentially, this is the only participatory part of the What are you two giggling at?
Just like, I like the idea of Miss Love just after finishing a sentence does a hiccup, but like, he almost pretends it's part of a sentence.
I got the hiccups. I've got the hiccups.
I don't know, it's just a funny sight. So he like
he's finally got a sound for full stops
to signify.
Hey, maybe you needed that. You should stick on to it.
So yeah, pretty much this is the question. It's the first audience participation / interaction segment that we've had probably ever since you guys came in.
Don't screw it up.
Yeah.
Not you, the audience. I'm talking to the audience.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah, but I bet they're saying that they're saying the same thing.
All
hey, don't
you,
screw
don't
it
screw
up
it
this
up.
Week, too. We're wafer thin tolerance now.
You've got this homework. Come back and ask us, because this is pretty much it. It's just Tim the Toolshed Man feat DMX.
This
and the
is
question
Tim.
Is Tim the Toolshed Man as cool as DMX?
Who's cooler?
And Tim, but Tim legitimately that. Tried to find out the answer to it.
Scientifically.
With his 4 days. This
oh
is what
my
he did.
God.
See you next week, everybody.
See you guys.
How many licks will it take Tim Taylor to get to the chewy center of this ordinary sucker?
Y'all get it twisted. This rap is mine, motherfucker. What you heard, it's what you hearing. It's what you hearing, it's what you hearing. Listen, it's what you hearing. Listen, it's what you hearing. Listen, X gon' give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to you. Not open up the door, it's real. With the non-stop pop out from stainless steel. Go hard getting busy with it. I got such a good heart that I make the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Damn right, can I do it again? Cause yeah. I am life, so I got to win. Break bread with the enemy.
Uh-oh.
No matter how many cats I break bread with, I break who you send to me.
Yeah!
I never wanted nothing but your life saved.
Uh-oh.
That's on a light day, I'm getting down. Like it said freeze. You're the one ending up on his knees. Please. The only thing you can't steal was came out to play. Stay out my way. Mother, first we gonna rock. Then we gonna
that, so you can't get it. Rap. Let's leave it at that, cause I ain't quit it. Rap. Hit it with full strength. So I face the world like a girl in the bullpen. You against me, me against you. Whatever, whenever, you gon' do. I'm a wolf in sheep's clothing. Only that you know who can chill. Come back and get the streets open. I've been doing this for...